It's filthy. Today and tomorrow, your last chance to become a finalist to go see him in Las Vegas. Get out of this cold weather. Which, by the way, I think my daughter brought this cold weather with her from Chicago.
Yeah, what's going on? Like, she took it with her to Oklahoma, and yes. Now they're all upset and mad.
So what's happening today? Because I wake up and I see flood warning. This makes no sense to my crazy brain.
I'm not sure about that part. You know, the state is really, it's mixed. Like, there's a lot of snow in different places, not as much here in the metro, but right. In, you know, different places. So, yeah, I don't know about the flooding, but we definitely have freezing rain in the metro right now. I had some roads that had ice when I was coming in, but it was treated, so it wasn't slippery, but I could tell driving over it, that's ice. And then it got real slushy in some places, and then I got into Westport, and there was one curve that was completely white. It was covered in snow.
Yeah, Westport does not seem very treated.
It was
no,
weird.
It doesn't
I didn't
at all.
Have any trouble getting to work, but it's definitely
there. I moved real slow in Westport.
Yeah, and there's already over 140 schools that are closed, and a lot of the big ones, you know, Blue Valley, Shawnee Mission, Independence. So just, you know, check your listings, and I've already let my kiddos know that they're basically having a spring break this week.
Yeah.
They're getting two spring breaks this year.
They're going to go. I was asking you about that earlier before Tara got here. How does that work? And you said it doesn't affect your boys because they'll just go to when they're told to go to school.
Yeah, they'll add more days at the end of the year, but it's not like they're sitting at home sad about it. They don't like have the last day of school marked on their calendar. They just keep going until someone says, all right, you're done. And then they go, all right, cool.
I love it. We'll keep you updated all morning.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
Daytime talk show host Wendy Williams taking time off to deal with some health concerns.
My hyperthyroid is attached also to Graves' disease. Graves' disease squeezes the muscles behind your eyeballs. Along with weight loss, it promotes nervousness. Moist hands. My hands aren't moist. Trouble sleeping. Oh, yes. Rapid heartbeat. Yes. And intolerance for heat. So those are some of the symptoms. Stop looking at me like a weirdo. My doctor has prescribed, are you ready? As of today, 3 weeks of vacation.
Woo, mine too. I gotta go. Me and Wendy, we're taking a vacation. I love my job and I wouldn't want to miss it, but how awesome if like an actual doctor said, here's your legit note. You have to go live in the Bahamas for 6 months. Okay, thanks, doctor. Jennifer Lawrence is responding to criticism over a revealing dress that she wore. Her new movie, Red Sparrow, is getting ready to come out, and she was at a big event, and she wore this black outfit with a thigh-high leg split and, like, plunging neckline. Well, a lot of people were calling it sexist, and they said that she was forced to wear it so that she had to look super sexy, even though it was cold outside, and that her co-stars didn't have to wear something like that. And she basically came out and said, I just want to look nice.
What's
and what I
that?
Wear is what I want to wear. And yeah. I chose not to cover up my gorgeous outfit with a coat.
I think she looks beautiful. I'm looking at it right now. It's not too much. But she's gorgeous.
It's not just Jennifer Lawrence. Women do this all the time, like New Year's Eve. And so they don't care if it's cold. They're going to show their outfit off.
Oh, yeah, I'll freeze. So there's a mad scramble for tickets to the new Broadway musical, Frozen. So it's kind of like how Hamilton got to where you couldn't buy tickets, but you could enter a lottery to win. Mm-hmm. And they're going to basically be doing the same thing where you have to go online and you can enter and you have a chance to buy a $30 ticket. They're not just giving them away for free.
No, I know
it's going to be so hard to buy them that you even have to enter a lottery just to be able to buy a ticket.
You know what? Because, you know, my daughter lives in Chicago. Theater's big. I would give anything if I could get a pair of tickets to take her to see Frozen.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
Well, previews for Frozen begin today, and then those performances are included in the lottery. We're going to New York, and originally my son's like, I want to go see Dear Evan Hansen. Well, first he went to see Hamilton, but now we know that Hamilton's coming here. So then he's like, well, we want to see Dear Evan Hansen. And now he says, but the original cast isn't in it already, so I kind of want to go see SpongeBob so I can see the original cast. It's like he's toying with my emotions. Just pick a show so we can just focus and go. And I know that you guys don't like Star Wars, but you have to appreciate that it is a phenomenon and that there's definitely an audience out there. It's been around for 30-something years.
To each his own.
No, admit it.
What?
Admit it.
Yes, it is amazing.
Okay. Well, Mark Hamill, who plays Luke Skywalker, wouldn't you think that just because of the popularity of these movies that he would already have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Absolutely.
He does not. And he is finally going to get one. It will happen on March 8th. Oh my God, I hope there's going to be like droids there, and I hope that everyone's going to come out. Tabloid Trash is brought to you by Hamburger Mary's, your place for great food and nightly fun, like Mary's Sunday Night's live show. Each Sunday at 7 p.m., cap off your weekend with some wild fun. Hamburger Mary's, eat, drink, and be merry.
Mix 93.3 has built quite the reputation on sending you to the biggest and best trips around the country. Although this time, you're going to want to bring some hand sanitizer, because we're sending you to Sin City to get filthy with Justin Timberlake.
Hey, what's up? This is Justin Timberlake.
Oh, my God.
Justin Timberlake, live at the T-Mobile Arena. With hotel and airfare included.
You are now free to gamble away your life savings. You beat the Las Vegas.
The only way to win is to keep it on Mix 93.3. Listen in the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5 p.m. Hear a JT song and instantly become a finalist. All from the station keeping you clean as JT gets you filthy in Vegas.
You beat the Las Vegas.
Mix 93.3.